Ukraine security issue.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine insists that Russia be excluded from the G20 after the aggressor state publicly recognized that Ukrainian infrastructure facilities were the target of its missile strikes, stated Oleg Nikolenko, spokesman of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine. The Ukrainian Foreign Ministry also demands the withdrawal of Putin's invitation to the G20 summit. According to Nikolenko, the person who gave the orders to launch missile strikes on Ukrainian civilians and energy infrastructure should not be allowed to sit at the same table with world leaders. On October 31st, the Russian occupiers launched massive missile attacks on Ukrainian cities. More than a dozen people were injured, critical infrastructure facilities in 10 regions were damaged, mostly energy objects. Ukrainians will not succumb to the pressure of Russia's missile attacks on energy infrastructure facilities, said President Volodymyr Zelensky. According to him, neither Russia's army nor its terror will succeed in conquering Ukraine. Russian terrorists do not have missiles that could target the Ukrainians' will to live in a civilized world and care about one another. And if somebody in the Kremlin has taken in volumes of crazy propaganda and has decided that darkness in Ukraine will ramp up the pressure on Ukrainians, then that somebody shouldn't be surprised by their losses when they see how Ukrainians negotiate in darkness. Our air defense has done a great job, along with everyone who has protected the sky today. We've managed to save the majority of the infrastructure facilities targeted by the terrorists. Naturally, we shall further strengthen our air defense systems. But every 10 successful strikes cost the Russian terrorists four times as many missiles. The situation with drones is even worse, particularly with those supplied by Iran. And the world is able to see that. It's able to see that the world's second army is not even the 22nd anymore in its efficiency. And we will do everything within our power to make sure it moves to the bottom of that ranking. This will happen. Oleksiy Reznikov, the Minister of Defense of Ukraine, is convinced that by attacking Ukraine's civilian infrastructure facilities, Russia has de facto recognized itself as a terrorist state. And it's time the world assigned this state the proper legal status. Reznikov said the world needs to assign Russia the proper legal status of a terrorist state and treat it accordingly, as Latvia, Estonia, Poland and the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe have already done. Due to Russia's constant massive attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure facilities, Ukraine is running low on equipment needed to repair damaged electricity networks. According to Dmytro Sakharuk, director of DTEC Energy Company, existing stocks have been used after two waves of attacks since the 10th of October. We've been able to buy some equipment. Unfortunately, the costs amount to hundreds of millions of dollars, and there are certain difficulties with purchasing this equipment since it is so expensive. We are now figuring out ways to buy it or acquire it from our partners if they can transfer it to us for free. Obviously, it is not just our problem. All energy engineers are suffering. We've used the bulk of the equipment we had in store and are waiting to purchase more. We need lots of money and some time for this. In the meantime, 12 countries have agreed to help Ukraine restore its critical infrastructure after Russian shelling, said Ukrainian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dmytro Kuleba. Ukraine has agreed on the equipment supply from the governments and companies in Israel, Spain, Italy, Lithuania, Germany, North Macedonia, Poland, the Republic of Korea, Slovakia, Slovenia, Finland, and France. In total, we are talking about 954 units of energy equipment. The first batches of aid are already in Ukraine, Kuleba said. Ukraine expects the rest soon. We continue to work on increasing the range of partners and the amount of aid. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs also reported that among the equipment are generators of various types, automatic switches, heat guns, etc. The United Nations does not believe that Russia's suspension of participation in the grain agreement means that it has lost its validity, and UN inspectors will continue to inspect ships transporting grain from Ukrainian ports. Martin Griffiths, Deputy Secretary General of the Organization for Humanitarian Affairs, said after a meeting of the UN Security Council. According to him, UN inspectors will continue to inspect ships transporting grain from Ukrainian ports. The UN Deputy Secretary General added that the organization, as a mediator, continues to interact with the Russian side in order to resolve the issues raised by it. De facto, the agreement is still valid, but according to Vasyl Bondar, Ukraine's ambassador to Turkey, Russia will continue to seek excuses to disrupt the grain deal. They could try to pressure Western ships to enter their ports and carry their grain and mineral fertilizers. Perhaps the blackmailer state might have other demands too. We see that the international community has not played into the Russian narratives, and all key capitals have called upon Russia to put an end to its blackmail. On the other hand, the UN and Turkey also understand how important it is to continue work, and inspections are currently underway. I'd like to remind you that Ukraine signed the agreement with the UN and Turkey, and Russia signed its own agreement with them on its part. So in this particular case, there is no legal ground to suspend the deal. In the meantime, the UN has rejected Russian claims of Ukraine's involvement in attacks on Russian ships. Martin Griffiths, the Deputy Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator, commented on the issue at the UN Security Council and said that no ships involved in a UN-brokered Ukraine grain export deal were transiting a Black Sea maritime humanitarian corridor on the night of October 29th, when Russia says its vessels in Crimea were attacked. No vessel reported an incident over the weekend, he added. At the same time, Griffiths said the Security Council would be willing to examine evidence of Russia's claims.